Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Father God, we bless you and thank you for another day and another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. We pray your blessings, Father God, on our time as we pronounce your kingdom, as we lift Jesus higher, and we declare your word and all of the world. And we thank you that your word will never return unto you void. We bless you. We say thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Ever grateful to him and grateful to you for being here on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Put your bib on. Glory be to God. And let us feast in the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. We come in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to do his will. We come to do his work. Amen. So let us not be a hearer only. Hearing is good, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But let us not be a hearer only, amen, but we also have to be a doer, amen, of God's word. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of James, chapter number 4. James, chapter number 4, and I'm going to read starting at verse 1. And it reads as thus: Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have, because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteress, do you not know what friendship with the world? Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace? Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, when we meditate, amen, and do our research, amen, and study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When we want to know the will of God, the mind of God, the will of God, amen, and we search the scriptures, beloved, amen, we see, amen, that prayer is essential. God cannot make a move. God cannot make a move on earth unless somebody is praying. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. He needs a prayer to move. When we want God to move in our lives, when we want God to move in the land, somebody needs to pray. It's just as simple as that. Otherwise, amen, we tie God's hands for moving. So we want to thank God, amen, for the accessibility that we have to approach God, amen, boldly. Amen. We come boldly and we make our requests known and our supplication known before God. But beloved, amen, as we have seen on yesterday and we want to continue today, amen, that there are prayer blockers. There are situations, amen, that if we do not deal with, it hinders our access to God. If you missed yesterday's teaching, we want to encourage you to go back into our archives, pull it up, amen, and take a look at some of those scriptures, amen, that tells us in black and white that God will not hear us if there is iniquity in our hearts. God will not hear us if our sins are not confessed. God will not hear us. And so, beloved, we want to encourage you, amen, glory be to God, to make a decision beginning today where you will make no excuses for hindrances in your way. You're just not going to allow it. Excuses be gone, and we're not going to let nothing and no one block us from getting to God. So yesterday we saw, beloved, where our unconfessed sin, glory be to God, will hinder us, amen, for having full access to God. Now today in the book of James, as we have just read in your hearing, amen, chapter number 4, in particular, verse number 3 says, ye ask. All right, well, let's go with verse 2. Okay, you do not have because you do not ask. Okay, so we know the Bible tells us, you know, asking ye shall receive. Okay, seeking ye shall find, knocking the door shall be open. Okay, so we have all those encouraging scriptures to ask. But then let's keep reading. See, this is why you cannot live your life off one scripture. You have to live your life off the book. And this is why you got to compare scripture with scripture. Verse number 3 says this, and when you do ask, you do not receive. Okay, that's plain. That's plain talk there. There's no ambiguity here. This is plain. You're asking God for something, and you ain't getting it. Okay, well, let's keep reading and find out why. Because you ask with wrong motives. The King James says ye ask amiss. Glory be to God. Your motives are wrong. That you may squander it on your pleasure. You're wrong. Your motives are wrong. That's why God can't give it to you. God don't answer those type of prayers, baby. He don't answer those type of prayers. Lord, help me to win the mega ball, the $1 billion mega ball. Why? So you can go on vacation, buy this, so you can do this, so you can do this, so you can do this, so you, and that's what got Lucifer thrown out of heaven. Cause he got stuck up on the eyes.
I will. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me with that $500,000 car. Why? Lord, make me a famous movie star in Hollywood. Why, beloved? We're praying with the wrong motives. You're being selfish. You're being self-centered. God said that's why you ain't got it and that's why you ain't getting it. You got to get your heart right. In our scripture this morning, beloved, we find out that Jesus mentions the most common problems in prayer. The most common problem in prayer is not us asking, because everybody got a prayer. Even sinners got a prayer. Everybody wants God to do something for them. So everybody got a prayer. Everybody praying. But what James is telling us, the most common problem in prayer is us asking for the wrong things. You're not praying right. You're praying wrong. There's a right way and a wrong way to pray. Ah, somebody need to catch that this morning. Shoot, thank you, Holy Ghost. Wait, give me a minute. I got to make a note. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, right way. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to pray. I don't want to miss that one. All right, got it. Hallelujah. And then we come to God and we ask God to do things for us for the wrong reasons. For the wrong reasons. Lord, Lord, send them by here tonight, Lord. Why? Why? Beloved, the first question that I want to put out to everybody under the sound of my voice, to all of you in the universe, all of you around the globe, all of you that enjoy this ministry and you're here every day and you're waiting for us to come, and we're glad to be here and glad that you're here. But let me ask you all a question. Do you talk to God at all? Do you talk to God at all? Do you have a conversation with God every now and then? Once a week? You know, at all? That's the first question. I'm sure that the majority of you have responded to that question by saying yes. All right? That's a start. Now, the next question is this. When you do talk to God, what do you talk to God about? I stopped intentionally here for you to think. What do you talk to God about? What you talking about? Do you ask only to satisfy your desires? Your money, your health, your children, your house, your home, you, your influence, your connections, your flesh, your education, you. Be honest. How much time you spend with God talking about you? All right, clock that. Okay, now how much time you spend talking to God about other people, other things? Glory be to God. How much time, saints? Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Do you seek God's approval for what you already plan to do. Ah, already planned, already got it mapped out. Didn't see God in the mapping out phase. Didn't even see if it was okay for with God for you to map it out, but you done mapped it out. Beloved, your prayers will become powerful when you allow God to change your desires so that they will correspond to His will for you. God's will for you, beloved. In your Bible this morning, if you, or write this scripture down. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Verse number 21. Dear friends, chapter 3, verse 21. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. Did you catch that? Let me read it again. I don't want anybody to miss it. Because this is the answer right here. This is the answers, amen, to eradicate us praying to God from the wrong motives. To make sure that our prayers are always heard. We have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask. Why? Because we keep His commands and we do what pleases Him. Beloved, our prayers cannot be selfish. We should be praying. Our prayer life should be to please God alone. That's why you're praying. We want to give God pleasure. Amen. We want to please Him. Amen. Our prayers should be, amen, about loving Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Our prayer life should be to seek His kingdom first. Our motive in prayer should be God's motive. Well, the scripture plainly tells us, beloved, that God's name must be hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. That word hallowed is another word for glorified. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come. Thine will be done. God's will be done, not your selfish desires. God's will be done. Some of the stuff we praying for, we already know it's not God's will. But because you don't understand the scriptures, you say, well, God said anything I ask in Jesus' name, He going to give it to me. Well, wait a minute, doggone it. Let's read the whole scripture. All right, let's read the whole scripture. All right, let me pull it up for you. Let's read the whole scripture. 1 John. Mm-hmm. Chapter number 5. Mm-hmm. All right, write that scripture down. Amen. If you got your Bibles there, amen, flip to it. If you're quick on the draw, amen, glory be to God. First John chapter number 5. All right, now, let us go down to verse number 14. All right. Now, this is what it says. This is the word of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, somebody say anything, according to his will. That's the part we want to leave out. I need you to say it. I need you to see it. I need you to hear it. According to God's will, he hears us. It is according to your flesh, according to your selfish desire. God not going to let you hit no power ball so you can, amen, leave the church, leave him. But nobody can't find you. Even God going to have a hard time finding you. Why would God do that? Why God want to give you a $500 million car for you to show off? Glory be to God, and won't even give somebody a ride to church. Huh? Selfish. James says here, you don't have it because you're asking amiss. Glory be to God. When God came to Solomon, he said, tell me what you want, boy. Look, let me tell you something. We don't have to get jealous of Solomon because God do the same thing to us. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want, okay? Solomon said, I want wisdom. I want some wisdom here, how to rule your people. Amen. Nothing was selfish. It was all about God's will. It was all about doing God's word. It was all about seeking first the kingdom of God. It was all about loving God with our heart, mind, and soul. And what did God tell Solomon? The same thing he's telling me and you. 1 Kings 3:11. So God said to him, since you have asked for this, instead of requesting long life or wealth for yourself or death for your enemies, but you have asked for discernment to administer justice. Let's read the next verse. You can find it in 1 Kings, amen, chapter number 3. God says, because you did not ask for this, glory be to God. Uh-huh. Then he says here, he says 12, behold, I have done according to your words. I gave you what you asked for because it was an unselfish prayer. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. 13, and I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. But let me tell you something. You don't have to ask God for money. We have a whole bunch of people running around trying to get financial blessings, financial increase, and they're not tithe payers. And when we're praying for them, we're praying the wrong prayer. Why would you pray for God to give somebody financial increase? What we need to be praying is, God, increase my tithes and offerings. That's what we need to be praying. God will increase you automatically when you give. We spend half our time praying about money, and we need to be, amen, praying about where to sow. And where to give and how much to give. That's what we need to be praying. Solomon didn't pray that type of prayer. God said, well, since you didn't pray it, I'm going to give it to you anyhow. Because your prayers was very unselfish. Very unselfish. And beloved, when we pray so, and so we need to really take a look at our prayer life. What type of prayers are we praying? Are we praying right or are we praying wrong? God, am I self-centered? Because otherwise, beloved, Proverbs 1:28 says this. Write that scripture down, Proverbs 1:28. Then they will call on me, but I will not answer. Will not. They will earnestly seek me, but will not find me. Beloved, we have this confidence in God in 1 John. I'm moving to the next scripture now. If we ask anything according to his will, that's the part I want you to stop leaving out. Stop leaving that out of your conversations. Yeah, y'all know anything we ask God, he gonna do it. Lie. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Not true. Unsound doctrine. False. God ain't gonna do everything you ask him to do. Ain't no way. But if you ask anything according to his will, yes indeed, count it done, baby. Start the packing. According to his will, God is gonna do it. So we need to know his will. Well, okay, in my closing, here we go. You want to know? 1 John 3:22. And we will receive from him whatever we ask him. Because, all right, oh yeah, okay, tell me. Because we keep his commandments and do what is pleasing in his sight. Beloved, God don't bless no mess. You got to live right. God don't bless no mess. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And we had this generation of people, and I refuse to believe that they're that ignorant. Moving forward on what I call the message that I'm preparing on Sunday, the loose gospel. That loose gospel. Nah. Name it and claim it. Grab it and blab it. Grab it and blab it and grab it. Nah, baby. Nah. Look what God did. What God? The God with the big G or the God with the little G? What God gave it to you? God don't bless no mess. You can't run around with the devil and get gifts from God. He said, I have no pleasure answering your prayer requests because you're praying according to my will. You're not praying amiss. You're not praying with the wrong motives. Your sins are confessed. He said, you ain't no problem. I'll give it to you. Because I see that you have love for me in your heart. You're striving to keep my commandments. You're seeking first the kingdom of God. You want my will to be done in this situation. Not your will, not somebody else's will. You want my will. You want to glorify my name and magnify the name of Jesus. God gets great pleasure in fulfilling those type of prayer requests. What are you talking to God about, beloved? I want to challenge you when you go in prayer again today. Time yourself and see how much time this prayer. All right? It's a 20-minute prayer, 10-minute prayer, whatever, okay? Then I want you to go back and reflect and see. I don't know. Let's say it's a 20-minute prayer. What did you talk about in those 20 minutes? How much of that 20 minutes was, amen, about you? Most of us, beloved, amen, will take that 20-minute prayer and spend 18 minutes on us and maybe 2 minutes on our neighbor. And we know it's the truth. And we know it's the truth. You have not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it on your lust. First thing you want to do is go out, buy a new wardrobe, right? Go out, buy a new house, buy a new car, buy all that. God don't have no pleasure, but I mean, no problem, beloved, amen, with you having stuff. Glory be to God. And then most of us will do that and say, well, I got to give God an offering. You got to give God an offering? God should have had his 10% off the top. What you talking about? But let me tell you something. If you don't give God a tithe, amen, you can't give him an offering. God won't even accept your offering if you're stealing from him and not giving God his 10%, minimum of 10%. But we want money. We want money for what? The church needs stuff. Glory be to God. Your neighbors need stuff. Glory be to God. Amen. And all you want to focus on, amen, is me, 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 me. Look what God will do for me. Look what God did for me. God blesses us to be a blessing. But when he see that you love him, amen, and you love his people, God ain't got no problem giving. You ain't even got to pray for the other stuff. Solomon didn't pray for it because God already knew Solomon was going to do the right thing. Money only makes you more what you already are. If you're stingy, you're going to be more stingy. And if you're generous, you're going to be more generous. What are you praying for, beloved? What are you praying for? Glory be to God. Let God change your prayers and change your desires so they correspond with his will. God, your will be done. Your will be done in my life. The will of God for the glory of God. Why? You want to know why that's so important? My last point. All right, I'm going to show you right here, and I want you to write this scripture down. I want to show you where to find it. This is why you want God's will to be done. Okay. This is why you want God's will to be done. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 7. Verse number 21, or write it down. Verse 21. This is why when you want to get rid of those, amen, selfish prayers and pray God's will. This is why right here. This is my conclusion. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he, okay, now the Lord telling you right now, the ones that's going to enter into the kingdom. Now, you might not want to hear it, but you need to hear it. These are the ones that's going to enter. Not everybody in the church going to enter into the kingdom. Not everyone that says they're born again or saved is going to enter into the kingdom. It's going to be a lot of Christians in hell. Can you say that, Pastor? Because anybody can say they are Christian. All right, so let's hit the real deal today. Glory be to God. Who are going to be the ones? Okay, God gives us the answer. Keep reading. Good question. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Ah, my God, Sookie, Sookie, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Didn't we talk about that iniquity yesterday? Didn't we talk about that iniquity? If we had iniquity in our heart, the Lord won't hear us. God gonna say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because you work in iniquity. You got iniquity in your heart. Unconfessed sin. Glory, you never got a prayer. He said, I never knew you. And we running around sweating, talking about we doing this for the Lord and doing this for God. And the God don't even hear you. Because you got iniquity in your heart and you're not doing his will. And only, beloved, we have to, only what we do for Christ is going to last. And if your heart ain't right, how can you be doing it for him? He don't accept it. It's an unacceptable gift. Remember Cain and Abel? It's unacceptable. God don't take it. Now, I know some people, they get right greedy. I don't care what you give them, they're going to take it. I don't care what you give them to eat, they're going to eat it. What you give them to wear, they're going to wear. You know, always in the rummage sale, whatever. Amen. They just give it, give me, give me. Amen. Whatever you give them, they're going to take it. God don't take everything you give him. Nah. Nah, baby. Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. Beloved, we have to be locked into the will of God if our prayers are going to be effective, progressive. We have to lock into the will of God. Father, what is your will? Well, beloved, you don't have to wait for God to speak from heaven in an audible voice to let you know his will. All you have to do is read the book. The Bible is the mind of God on paper. That's all you got to do is read the book. And know the mind of God. And know the will of God. What is God's number one priority? Souls. When last time you prayed for a lost soul? Well, 2 weeks ago I prayed for, okay, 2 weeks ago you prayed for a lost soul. When last time you asked God to bless your money? And bless your health. And bless your family. Oh, I do that every day. Oh, you do that every day. But you prayed for a lost soul 2 weeks ago. You think. If you can recall. You got people losing their houses. Amen. By floods and hurricanes. You pray for anybody pertaining to that issue? You got fires, devastation. You got wars going on all around the world. You pray for anybody pertaining to that situation? Well, you know, that people crazy. All right, what about them? You prayed about the, did you pray about the crazy people? Baby, we got to get our minds off ourselves. This is why Jesus was so effective. Jesus' mind was not on himself, and he had all the power, all the wealth, and yet he was everything. He is everything, but his mind was not on himself. His mind was on you, and you need to be concerned about somebody else. I challenge you to change your prayer life beginning today. And when you go in prayer, amen, pray God's will be done. Pray for other people's situations, other people's dilemmas, other people's struggles. And see what God will do for you. Pray for your own church. There are other churches out there too. Pray for them. Don't just pray for your pastor. Pray for other pastors too. Glory be to God. Pray for other children too. Your children, grandchildren aren't the only one going back to school. They all need to be covered. We just don't focus on little Johnny. Beloved, we realize that that's where your heart is. The challenge is, it's time for you to shift your heart. Right dead center into the will of the Lord. Ye have not, because you ask not, because your motives are wrong. Let's make them right. Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. Hallelujah. And starting from this day forward, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know what to pray, when you go in prayer, tell the Lord, say, Lord, I ain't sure what to pray with today, but I'm here to pray. So, Father God, amen. Teach me what, teach me how to pray. He'll teach you how to pray. He'll put people's name in your spirit. God, God remember so-and-so. When you know what? When God put somebody in your spirit, yeah, and I can, and I keep thinking about them, and I can't shake them out of my mind. You know why God put them in your spirit? For you to pray for them. I had a dream that, you know, there was devastation in his family, and I had a dream so-and-so died. You know why God showed you that dream? So you can pray that they won't die a premature death. No, we want to sit around and have hindsight vision. Yeah, but God showed me it was going to happen before it happened. All right, well, why do you think God was so interested to show you what was going to happen before it happened? If he didn't want you to intercede and serve as a, as an intercessor. I knew the business was going to go down. I knew the church was going to close. Well, why didn't you pray? You just sitting back waiting for it to happen. Father, help us. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us. Father God, we want to be more like you. And we want to serve the purposes for which you have left us here on earth to serve. Father God, that our prayers, Father God, will not be hindered because of wrong motives. Our prayers will not be hindered, Father God, from selfishness. Our prayers will not be a hinder for us being self-centered. So, Father, we confess all our sins before you. And we thank you for washing us white as snow and giving us another opportunity to serve you right instead of serving you wrong. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. That is it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We will pick up here on tomorrow, Lord's willing, in Jesus' name. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for all of the prayer warriors in our ministry, and we want to thank God for all of you in the background, too. Those of you that just call in to touch and agree, But the Holy Spirit showed me something yesterday. He showed me something. I been knew it, but the Holy Spirit showed me. When we have our 12 o'clock prayer, amen, a lot of you, glory be to God, you call in to touch and agree. You put the phone on mute, amen, but you're watching 12 o'clock news. You're not agreeing with the prayer warrior. You're watching TV to see what's going on. Beloved, it's nothing wrong with not learning how to go on. Look, get yourself a DVR and record that. Record that. Amen. Look at it when the prayer is over. We need to be intentional. We need to be intentional in our prayers and intentional in our agreements. Amen. Turn the news off. Turn the bad news off. Let's get with the good news. Amen. And amen. All right, that's it. Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time, PlayStation, giving God all praise, all glory, and all honor. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, all right, you saw yesterday we showed you the scriptures. You can pray all you want. God don't hear you. One preacher said that she was at a church service. She was preaching. And she said that to the congregation afterwards. They had dinner in the dining room. I sat next to a couple, and they said, well, we ain't like that preacher because she ain't know what she was talking about. I said, what you talking about? Said, yeah, well, as soon as she said that God don't hear sinners, we knew that she didn't know what she was talking about. I you know what I mean? I didn't really know these people. And I probably left an opportunity open. Amen. Glory be to God. I wanted to say, no, you don't know what you talking about. Because that preacher came from the book. God do not hear sinners' prayers unless they repentant. Now you position yourself. Now you position yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. The door is open to you. Now keep it open. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. In Jesus' name. Bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve at your altar. Father God, at the 12 o'clock altar, at the 9 o'clock altar, Father God, we say thank you for using them. And thank you for everyone calling in, Father God, to support and to agree. In Jesus' name. Father God, we want to lift up all those, Father God, with afflictions. Father God, remember our sister Joanne's son, Father God, has been hospitalized. Father God, we ask, I think his name is Donald. Father God, we ask that you would heal him and send him home. Amen. With a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for anyone and everyone else, Father God, family, our loved ones, our neighbors. Father God, we ask that you would send your word, Father God, to the hospital rooms, Father God, and heal them of all their diseases. And we say thank you, and we bless your holy name, and we bless your righteous name forever, forever, and forevermore. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We bind every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation, we nullify it. We cancel it. Amen. We declare it null and void. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody have a lovely day. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. 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 Yes, you have. in here.